It is an exciting time. I can remember my wife and I when we learned that she was going to have a baby, and we were so excited, besides being in a little bit of shock. But we had all kinds of plans for our baby. We did everything we could to make sure that our baby coming into the world was safe. To the best of our ability, we provided the things that the little boy needed. We were very excited. We were pleased to keep him safe, pleased to provide for him. But it says in Isaiah that it pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus, to put him to grief, to make his soul an offering for sin. That's more than I can take in. That means that God loved me and God loved you so much that it pleased him to bruise his own son, to put his own son to grief, to make his own soul an offering for sin, to see his son's soul in travail. I really don't know how to put that, except that God loves me. And he loves you, and he wants the best for you. He assumed human flesh, came to us as Jesus, and suffered for our sake. Listen to the scripture in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, in the 10th verse. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I don't understand everything about your redemptive process. What was in your mind that you should make your son suffer so? And as we consider Jesus coming into the world, this babe in the manger was destined for grief and sorrow for our sakes. I don't know why you put him through that, Lord, but I know this. You love us very much to do such a thing for our sake. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you. I don't know how I can ever repay besides giving myself to you and the best obedience I can give to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.